Hello and welcome to Out of the League with me, Alex Ewing. It's a busy show as ever, as this week we preview the playoff final as we talk to Mark Griffiths from Wrexham Supporters and Andrew from Argus on County. Thank you for joining us on Out of the League. We'll get straight into the interview with Mark and Andrew. Firstly, congratulations to you both. Did you both see your club one game away from promotion at the start of the season?
Well, sort of. I mean, Wrexham, after going so close last time, we've come into it with high expectations, even though we lost quite a lot of the team from last season. But still, it's a relief to get this far, having lost in the semi-finals of the playoffs the last 2 years. Because trust me, that left some mental scars on the fans and on the team, I think.
And Andrew, what about you?
No, it's completely different for Newport. Yeah, we didn't see this coming at all. Last season was a desperate struggle against relegation, so we would have been happy with mid-table mediocrity this season, but to be on the brink of going up is beyond everyone's expectations.
Yeah, it seems to be a remarkable turnaround at Newport. What's been one of the main aspects in that?
Well, I guess you have to put it down to the hard work of the manager, Justin Edinburgh. When he came in October 2011, County were in the bottom two. Since then, he's signed a whole new squad, really. Probably 20 players have come in. He's taken them, he's saved them from relegation, took them to Wembley in the FA Trophy final last season. And this season has been a dream season, really. So, yeah, I mean, he's really been the transforming factor.
And you've both had experience at Wembley, obviously. Wrexham this season with that famous win against Grimsby, and then Newport last season. Do you think that's going to help benefit the team, and would this really help Wrexham more? Obviously, they've been there recently, they know what to expect, and they've won there.
I hope so, to be honest. I really hope so. We looked comfortable there. We've been playing on a poor pitch, and it doesn't suit our style of play, and the team didn't look overawed at Wembley. They looked comfortable there, and I think this whole, the playoffs so far, one of the great things about it for us, and something which sheds a lot of credit on Andy Morrell, is that I think we've managed expectations really well. The last 2 years we've gone into games really pumped up with a lot of pressure on us, expecting to perform. This time we managed it a lot better. We didn't go into the semi-finals and cave in under pressure, which we certainly did in the first legs of the last 2 years. And likewise, at Wembley, we kept level heads and just rose to the occasion. So I'm hoping that's something that he can keep going. He seems to have cracked the idea of how to get the team motivated, but not over-motivated, if you like, and stressed.
Andrew, do you think Wrexham's recent victory in the FA Trophy will give them a slight advantage, or do you think last season you kind of know what to expect from the game?
Yeah, well, I think Wrexham have been there more recently, haven't they? So that probably does give them a slight edge. Newport were there last season, but the squad has changed a hell of a lot since then. There's probably only three or four players who started the final last year are going to be involved this Sunday. So in terms of experience of the big occasion, yeah, maybe Wrexham might have the edge on that one.
And it's been well documented that Justin Edinburgh has come out saying that Newport's run-in was very congested. Do you think there'll be any fatigue in the legs of the players, or do you think this is such a big game that they're going to be up for it and pumped for it no matter what?
Yeah, well, as you said, the schedule the last couple of months has been ridiculous for Newport. They've had several weeks there to play four games in sort of 8 days, so it was hectic. But Justin Edinburgh has managed the squad very well. He's rotated in certain games. I think they'll be reasonably fresh. And as you say, it's such a big occasion that one last push for promotion, I don't think fatigue will be an issue.
Mark, what about Wrexham players? They've got themselves up for Wembley before. Do you think that Andy Morrell was going to be able to do it again? Do you think he's got the team ready? And do you think he'll be able to prepare them perfectly for the game?
I hope so. Like I said, the semi-finals, the professionalism was really what was most impressive, rather than have them too revved up. I think they hit it with exactly the right attitude. And he protected the squad well, too, the last four games of the season. We didn't pick strong teams at all, admittedly, partly because we had really bad injury problems. But it was sharp how he did this. He rotated his squad massively. You wondered whether that meant players, you know, had missed too many matches, but they came back really focused on the jobs. You'd hope that he'd do the same. Can I just say as well about Newport, that point about fixture congestion, about 4 weeks ago, people were asking me who I thought would win the league. And I thought, well, Newport can't because of the ludicrous fixture list that they were up against. And my attitude then was if they could get anywhere near the title, they deserved all the credit they could get. And I think to manage to finish third like they did, despite having a couple of weeks where they played three games in a week, I think reflects massively well on Justin Edinburgh and on his squad. And especially because, I mean, having seen your pitch, it must take a hell of a lot out of the players playing on that regularly.
Oh, there you go, Andrew. What, do you have anything to say back to Mark about those kind words?
Very kind words, yeah. No, he's right about the pitch at Newport. Rodney Parade has taken a battering with Newport Gwent Dragons and Newport Rugby Club playing on it as well, and the winter we've had. So it's really is in a state. And actually this week they've just started the process of relaying the pitch for next season, so hopefully that'll improve. But yeah, I mean, Wrexham have done fantastically well to get where they are as well, considering the injuries they had. It did look a couple of weeks ago as if they were really tailing off, and to be honest, I didn't see them beating Kidderminster over two legs, but the old heads at Ormerod in particular came to the fore, and they're looking dangerous for Sunday, definitely.
As Andrew just said there, Mark, Kidderminster was a very tough game, and it was a fantastic win, especially 3-1 at Kidderminster's place. Were you expecting that sort of result, especially with Kidderminster being so lethal at home?
Yeah, I've been watching Wrexham since the 70s. I never expect that sort of result. I'm a realist, I tell you. Having said that, when we played them a fortnight before the end of the season with essentially a reserve team, and they were pushing for the title, although, you know, like I said, the stakes are much higher for them, we did well with a weakened side, and I thought, well, okay, they've not imposed themselves on what was essentially a mixture of youth and reserve players, so if we can get that first 11 up and running, we've got a real chance. I think our fifth position's a bit of a false position. Until the FA Trophy, we were right up there near the top, and I think that maybe, plus the extra fixtures we had to fit in, just hit us a bit hard, and we lost a bit of momentum. Plus, at the end, of course, with that heavily rotated side for four games, we threw away a lot of points. But yeah, our first 11 is very strong. We're close to having a first 11 available, the big loss being our top scorer, Danny Wright, of course.
And Andrew, for your playoff game against Grimsby, how did you rate the performance? Do you think there's a potential to improve, but are you happy that was actually, we won both legs and it was convincing?
It was convincing, yeah. I mean, we always knew it was going to be tight because obviously Grimsby had been right up there as well until the FA Trophy. I think the FA Trophy took its toll on them as well, and their title chances took a dive after that. But yeah, very, very convincing in both legs from Newport. Kept two clean sheets, only scored two goals, which might be a bit of a worry. I mean, Newport, Wrexham, got five, didn't they, over two legs? So, and Newport are relying a lot on the goals of Christian Jolly at the moment, but I think it's going to be tight on Sunday as well, and I can see it going all the way to extra time and penalties, possibly.
You talk about Christian Jolly, but what's happened to O'Connor? He seemed to be on the bench in the last couple of games. He's not really firing them in like he maybe was at the beginning of the season and earlier on. Has there been a bit of a loss of form, confidence? What's happened there?
That's right, yeah. Well, I think he's got 21 goals this season, and about 19 of them are before Christmas. He really was on fire in the early months of the season, but got an injury in January, and that's sort of curtailed his effectiveness massively. He's only got two goals since then, and he picked up another strain at the game at Luton a couple of weeks ago, and that's why he sat out the first leg of the semi-final. Certainly he wasn't quite fit, and then after they'd got a 1-0 win up at Grimsby, I think Justin Edinburgh felt he'd keep the same team, and Aaron O'Connor, and he came off the bench in that one. But he'll certainly be in contention to start at Wembley. I think he's fit now. Hopefully he's saving all his goals for Wembley.
Obviously, it's been well documented in the press that it's been such a good year for Welsh football. I'm not going to talk about it for too long. But it's kind of a shame to see a team miss out in this way. How many Welsh people do you think are going to be travelling down to Wembley on Sunday?
I haven't seen the recent figures, so I'm gonna go first and chicken out and say I'm not sure. I saw 6,000 a couple of days ago. It's such a quicker turnover, of course. Yeah. My assumption was that we wouldn't be able to sell as many as we did for the FA Trophy, but some people seem optimistic that we will. I'm not sure. I think beyond that, I'd better not commit myself.
Andrew, do you have any idea of how many Newport are planning to bring?
Well, the club are telling us that they hope to bring around 15,000. I think that's probably a little bit optimistic. I think as of yesterday, we were told that Wrexham had sold 6,000 tickets, or around 6,000, and Newport around 4,000. That was yesterday afternoon. So we're at 10,000 in total at that point. It'd be a real shame if there was only sort of 15,000 in total, wouldn't it? But yeah. I'm sure there'll be plenty of sales before Sunday. And as you say, it has been a quick turnaround, so that's probably affected things. But hopefully we'll see a decent crowd.
Moving on to, if either of you do get promoted, what will that mean to the fans?
A hell of a lot, because I mean, essentially, we've dropped into non-league because of what happened off the pitch, and the story of our last 10 years has been the story of the battle of the fans against a succession of owners who, for various reasons, weren't satisfactory, and so as a result, I mean, I don't know, it's almost been like a bit of a quest. I think, like I said about us blowing up in the last two playoffs, I think there's been extra pressure put on the team, because there really is this sense of we need to claw ourselves back up. So it would mean the absolute world for us, to be honest. And in a sense, that's something that worries me. That's why I said before about Morel managing expectations. I think he's done really well, I think, to keep that away from the team, because it means a heck of a lot. We're really desperate to do so. Frankly, we've enjoyed it in non-league. We found a lot of great experiences and great clubs, but yeah. I think there's a sense that we need to put right what's happened in the past. We're now a fan-owned club and get back up there. There's a bit of a chip on my shoulder as well, because when we dropped down to League Two, it was because we had 10 points knocked off. We'd argue unfairly, because we went to administration to take control of the club away from an owner rather than for any financial reason. If we hadn't had those 10 points knocked off, we're the first club to have 10 points knocked off by the Football League. We'd have stayed up by 5 points. So I think that for me, at least, there's a bit of a chip on my shoulder that it was a bit unfair as well, and we'd love to get back up and sort of redress that a little bit.
And Andrew, from a Newport perspective?
Yeah, well, it would mean everything, obviously, to the fans. I mean, Newport haven't been in the Football League for 25 years now. They went out of business in 89 after relegation to the Conference, and a new club was formed, Phoenix from the Flames, and this would be the, you know, the
ultimate fairy
the fan. Fabulous, yeah, well, the ending of a 25 year battle to get back where they believe they belong. But I think there probably isn't as much pressure on Newport as there is on Wrexham, because they've been so close over the past couple of years, whereas Newport have come from nowhere really, and didn't really expect to be in this position so soon. So of course they want to win it. Of course it would mean everything to the fans, but it probably wouldn't be the end of the world if they didn't go up, let's put it that way.
And Steve Burr came out after the Wrexham defeat saying that there really should be two automatic places. I mean, it's an old debate. What are your feelings? I know, Mark, you're very passionate about this after missing out last season. When do you think this will change? And doesn't it seem a bit stupid that the League Two chairmen decide what happens?
Well, absolutely. But that's exactly why, when you say when's it going to change, I don't feel terribly optimistic. I've said to you before, the trophy final, yeah, we got 98 points and didn't go up. And although we knew the rules beforehand, it still sticks in the craw a bit to contemplate breaking all our records and still not managing to go up. But like you say, if it's the Football League who decides, and it's pretty tricky to imagine enough of them, you know, voting against themselves and their own interests, if you like, to make it happen. So unless the FA step in, I'm not overly optimistic as there's going to be a positive resolution anytime soon, really.
Is that an agreement you share there, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sympathise with Mark and all the Wrexham fans. To get 98 points and not go up in any league is just it's crazy, isn't it? Unthinkable, really. But as he says, it's the old thing about turkeys voting for Christmas. It's not going to happen, is it? Or certainly not without the pressure building up year on year. And hopefully, sometime soon, we'll get to that position where it is the same as in all the other leagues. You know, three up, three down.
If you were in their situation, having gone up to League Two, would you now look kindly towards the non-league and say, actually, yeah, this is ridiculous. We're seeing the same clubs at the bottom year after year. Barnet, for an example, who have now actually obviously dropped into non-league football. Would you vote for a third promotion place or second automatic one?
I think morally, I'd feel an obligation to do so. Also, the phrase is exactly right, turkey's not voting for Christmas. But if they look a bit beyond the obvious, look at the facts that now, say, Aldershot, for example, teams dropping back down to non-league. We've experienced that bottleneck where there's only two teams going up. Yeah. If there's three teams going up, then should we fall back into danger and drop back down, we've got a better chance of climbing back up. But at the moment, it makes dropping out of the Football League seem almost a sort of apocalyptic thing. And once you drop out, it's a hell of a battle to get back up, and it could really take a dent out of your club. Even though if I went up, I would still want us to have those three places, so there's a more fluid and realistic look to the relationship between those two divisions.
That's brilliant. And we've alluded to the fact that Barnet and Aldershot have both joined us in non-league for next season. What do you think the biggest battles for both those clubs will be coming from League Two into the Blue Square Bet Premier, if that's still the case next season?
Yeah, well, it's difficult for me to answer that because Newport obviously haven't been there for so long, and not since I've been covering them since 2007. But coming out of the Football League, I suppose, as you said, it's always been thought of in the past as the end of the world, an apocalyptic situation to find yourself in. But it really is these days like a fifth league of the Football League. And There's a hell of a lot of ex-league teams in there, so it won't be easy to get back up. But if we did have those three up, three down, then that would certainly be an easier situation for those coming down.
Mark, you're obviously a bit more experienced in this scenario. What are your views on, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I think Luton, just in clubs that have sort of come straight back and challenged for promotion the first season in non-league, and I think Luton did the first time they went down, and I think that's about it since we've dropped down. It seems to me that Football League teams, League Two teams, drop out and have a real problem acclimatising to conference requirements. Now, whether that's because of this bottleneck we talked about earlier, there's so many stagnant clubs at the bottom of League Two that there's weak teams coming down, I don't know, but I'd be quite curious to see how they do in a way, because an awful lot of the teams dropping down have been traditionally Football League clubs who I don't think are equipped or prepared for what's going to happen to them. Whereas Aldershot have got, and Barnet have got, fairly recent experience of being in the conference. So I wonder if that equips them better and they might be able to turn things around and push for promotion more easily than some of the basket cake clubs that drop down and struggle a little bit and then maybe drop down further than Darlington and Stockport, for example.
Talking about next season, and who do you think are really going to be the favourites for promotion, and are there going to be any surprise packages up there like Newport maybe have been this season?
No offence, but I hope it's Newport again next season. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Andrew, do you have any, is there anyone you would really expect to be at top of the league? Luton, Kidderminster, is there anyone that might catch you by surprise?
Yeah, well, I think either side, whoever loses on Sunday, I think will be in a good position to challenge again next season. And as you say, Luton, I mean, they always seem to be pre-season favourites. Yeah. But with John Still, they've got an experienced manager there now. And I think, finally, I mean, at some season, they've got to get it right. So tip them to go up next season.
I've got a sneaking regard for Forest Green.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Got a funny feeling about them. They got a little bit of movements behind them financially and in terms of direction. A funny feeling that they might be going somewhere myself.
And on that note, that wraps up this week's episode of Out of the League. To anyone who's going, have a safe trip down to Wembley. We'll be there as well. And enjoy the game. Remember to tweet about us at Out of the League. And why not retweet the podcast so everyone else can have a listen. Tune in next week.